Hey guys, what's up? The big kahuna, Chris Amoah. Hey guys, what's cracking off? Let's go ahead and talk about something that is, man, I feel just so crazy. Let's talk about parenting in America and the baby mama, baby daddy issue. And a lot of people can speak in on this, but you know what? I'm cutting right to the facts. If you have suggestions, if you have things that you want me to talk about, or hey, even if you want to hop in, be on the show, go ahead, leave me a message. We'll get you on the show. We'll get you live and we'll get you in. Okay. So now let's go ahead and hop into the topic. So if you are not married and you have kids, more than likely you have a baby mama, baby daddy, or even if you are married and separated, you got the baby mama, baby daddy thing. Now there are two different angles from this, and I'm just gonna try to cover everything, but try to cover it very, very light and smooth, like a nice knife cutting through some whipped cream. Okay. All right. So if you are a male and you are, of course, the baby daddy, 9 times out of 10, you just want to be around the kids. You and the mom don't live together, and a lot of the time, she doesn't want you to see the kids. Now, there's also that percentage of guys who don't want to see the kids because they may not feel the kids are theirs, or whatever the situation is, or you know, there's all type of situations. Who knows? There's somebody out there where they probably don't want to see a kid because that kid is probably the girl's brothers. The girl might have slept with her brother. It was incest. I know that's crazy, right? But listen, there's so much stuff going on. So you have to remember that first and foremost for all you people out there working in the court systems with these baby mamas, baby daddies. You need to remember there are all different types of situations. So keep an open mind and stop thinking everything works the way that you see it on TV because it doesn't. So like I said, or if you're the mom. Now, there's the mom's perspective too, because the mom, usually most of the time, the kids are with the mom, so the mom has to work. Or, you know, maybe the mom doesn't work. She receives some type of money. Most moms receive child support. Some moms don't receive child support. And either way, whatever that angle is, you usually just want one thing. You just want the dad to do the stuff the dad is supposed to do. And then there's also those of you out there, women, who you don't want the dad to do what he's supposed to do, because some of you women just, and this is just the truth, some of you women just don't want the dads involved anymore. You know, this may be because you've moved on to someone else, or you may, you know, have some type of way, whatever it is, whatever you're feeling, you don't want the dad involved. And that is just what it is. It's wrong. It's not right. You know, if that situation occurs, but hey, there's no telling. The dad could be a total jerk, or you know, hey, we don't know. But that is why we are covering the issue right here, right now. So let's talk about the easy ways to go about this, how to do it properly. And man, let's cut out some of the monotony and the craziness that goes on with the child courts and all that stuff. And let's get to the realistic and making sure that the goal at hand is so that the kids can be with both parents equals amount of times. And who knows, maybe even someday the parents get back together. You know what I'm saying? That sound good, don't it? I know it do. All right, y'all. So look, all right, first and foremost, if you are the dad, hey guys, guess what? You are free again. All right, guys, usually that's the first thing we realize after the family split is like, man, this hurts. I don't want to be away from my kids. I love my woman. That's where I want to be. And then your homeboys come around. Come on, you got to go out and dilly bop, dop, dop, get you drunk. You know what I'm saying? And then you try to move on and stuff, but it still hurts. But guys, hey, guess what? You got to remember, you are the man of the household. So it's really your job to try to make the most finances and everything as possible anyway. So remember this, if you are going through a situation where you cannot be around your kids, you can't be around the woman you love, and it's because you guys just ain't working out, guess what? This is the time for you to become the best you can be. Real talk. So true, man. This is the time for you to become great, for you to become a king, a god amongst men. This is the time for you to get in the gym. This is the time for you to grow your hair, grow your beard, work out. This is the time for you to become a true alpha, time for you to be the big daddy. It is time. This is the time for you to do it. You don't have the time to do it when you always have the kids, when you're always with the missus. It's too much stuff, right? Well, now you have the time to do it. Okay. So guys, that is the main thing that you should focus focused on. And I know a lot of guys are like, what? I've never heard this before. Well, it's true. The number one thing you should be focusing on when you are no longer in a relationship and there's kids in online on the line, what you should be focusing on, guys, is making yourself better. Way better. Not just physically, not just financially either. Physically, financially, mentally, and emotionally. Get your spirit right. Get your mind right. If you're a guy with bad behavior, this is a time to get it out. If you're a guy who's in and out of jail, this is a time to figure it out, to stop doing it. This is a time to figure out. If you're a guy who smokes cigarettes, this is a time to figure out how to stop smoking cigarettes. If you're a guy who drinks, if you're a guy who whatever, this is a time to figure out to cut it out and get yourself together. Grow your hair, get in shape, maybe get some tattoos. Hell, get some tattoos removed. This is a time to change your life. Get an eyebrow piercing. This is a time for, as a man, to change who you are and become more of a stability in your mind so that you can do better financially, physically, etc. with your kids. So guys, usually I know women and the court systems and all this stuff don't use most of the court systems and far involving kids are ran by women. So the court system and stuff like that, they don't really think that the men have to deal with this and that. They're just going to run off and have sex and all this shit. And they don't realize that, guys, we suffer just as much as women do as far as that pain and emotion. It's worse for us because we get less time with the kids because the mom gets to carry them for 9 months. And it's like, wow, you've already had the baby for the first 9 months of his life. Now you have the baby for even more time. And hey, it's a crazy thing. But listen, guys, this is what you have to do. You have to be able to get up, clean up, and get it together. That way, when the time comes back around, not only will you look like the supreme candidate to be back in your children's life, but also it won't even matter what she says. Because if your money is right and everything else is right, well, guess what you can do? You can take your kids. That's right. And if you don't want to take your kids, just want to establish custody or something set up like that first, you have to get your money and yourself together. So get yourself together, get your money right. All right. That's what you guys should be doing. Also, try to make sure that you keep that contact there. You know, don't ask about other guys. Don't ask who she's sleeping with. Don't ask that stuff. Don't ask where she was, what she's been doing. That's probably why you guys are apart now. Don't ask her that stuff. You know what I'm saying? The truth is, this is the sad thing that you will never learn. Women don't like to be asked questions. Women like to be answered. And it's the honest truth. And as a man, you shouldn't like to ask questions anyway, because as a man, what we're good at is literally taking orders. And that is the honest truth. Men, we are great at taking orders. We are not great at giving them. We are actually better at taking them. This is the honest to God truth. I know a lot of guys are going to be like, what? And they're like, hey, you know what? You may not believe me, but hey, guess what? There are tons of scientists. And this is a study that has gone on before. Men are actually more like, I hate to say this, but we are actually more compatible to dogs as far as our receptors, as far as dealing with women. We are better at taking orders. If we are better in a relationship, if the wife says, honey, did you da-da-da-da-da? And we say, yes, we did it. That works out so much better than opposed to a man always asking the wife, hey babe, did you, hey babe, can you, hey babe, that just doesn't work. So guys, after the relationship, ease up, don't ask questions. You know she's probably going to date someone else. Be focused on getting better for the kids and better for yourself. That is the important thing. Now, ladies, your turn. So the breakup is over, and ladies, I know you're hurting. And if you're the reason why you guys aren't together, then you're probably not hurting, because to you, this was the best choice. You see, women work on a way of, they perform the way that they feel is necessary. Women will immediately take action on something that they feel is beneficial if they're that type of woman. Some women will procrastinate and some women jump the gun, but most women will not sit in a sloppy situation long. So even if they made it all up, if they're exaggerating or something like that, women will still immediately take care of it, because women actually thrive. And this is true, guys. Women actually thrive for the comfort and acceptance of other women. This is true. A woman is more concerned about what her friends and her family and her coworkers at work think of her and see her than she is what her own spouse sees her as. And this is true, guys. I know that sounds crazy, but guess what? It is absolutely true. Your woman doesn't give two patootinies about how you feel about them. So your woman will go ahead and make the decision to leave you if this is what's best for her. So with that being said, women, here's what you should be doing after the breakup as far as being a mom with the kids and stuff. Women, you already know what to do because you're going to do it. You're going to keep working. If you're not working, you're going to keep making sure the kids are taken care of. And women, same thing goes for you. This is a time for you to work on yourself mentally and emotionally. I've talked to thousands of women in my time on this earth, and what I found out is that 99% of women don't know who they are or where they're going. And it's the same thing with men, so there's no difference there. But women, like I said then, this is the same thing for you right now. It is time for you to take that time to figure out who you are, what you're doing, what you want to do, and who you want to be. By doing this, you are allowing yourself to get closer to greatness and become the person that you've always wanted to be. Now, I know that you may have the kids and you may have work and all these other things. Well, guess what? That's what the dad is there for. So for all you women out there who are constantly keeping the kids away from the dad, and you still, at the same time, you complain that you don't have time to clean up, you don't have time to work out, you don't have time to do all this stuff. Well, remember, you're the same one keeping the kid away from the dad. That's right. So, hey, if the dad is if the dad's a meth head and sells dope and all that stuff, well, that's different. Keep him away. Keep him away. If it's marijuana, that's fine, because guess what? It's legal. And honestly, we should all be smoking a little marijuana sometimes. If you don't agree with it, sorry, stop listening to the podcast. Listen, so ladies, this is the perfect time for you to establish yourself as well. Grow your hair longer, change the color of it, get a haircut, change your makeup, change the color of your eyeshadow. Go out and buy clothes that you usually absolutely positively would not wear. If it's pink and you only wear green, say, God damn it, today, fuck, I'm wearing pink, bitch. Wear it. Change it up. Switch the style. Here's one thing that I see women do a lot after breakups. They'll break up with a guy, and then they'll turn right around and get with another guy like 30 days later. It is the most asinine thing. Women, you do this because you don't like being alone. Listen to me. It's better to be alone than to be hurt and confused all the time. If you're going for one relationship where you had no idea what was going on, why turn around and hop into another relationship where you have no idea what's going on? Take this time to get yourself together. Don't run off into another relationship. If you're going to get a tattoo, and this is what I was going to say, if you're going to get a tattoo, go get a tattoo, but don't get some guy's name. That's just asinine. You're going to regret it. The kids are going to look at you like you're a slut. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. Your kids are going to say, Mom has like 12 different guys tattooed on her. Wait until they get old enough to have more concept. Wait until they get your age. Think about it. Think about when they get your age. It is going to be detrimental. So, as I was saying, there are so many reasons to get yourself together. Ladies, make sure that you figure out who you want to be. This is a good time to go back to school. This is a good time to do the painting, the arts and crafts, and all that stuff that you should have been doing in the relationship. Same thing for you guys. You should have been doing the same thing there. Ladies, do all of these things. Learn how to cook better. Learn how to cook more. Learn different ways to clean. Perfect what you've been trying to do. If it's modeling, acting, making jewelry, if you do hair, whatever your thing is, do it. If you sell clothes, if you're a masseuse, if you're a model, if you work at the pet store, grocery store, the light company, gas company, water company, the cable company, whatever. Subway, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Long John Silver's, who gives a damn? Dave and Buster's, Hooters, if you're a stripper, whatever you do. After the breakup, if you have kids, this is the time to perfect yourself in every way possible that you want it to. And you know what it is. If you smoke cigarettes and you say, I just want to stop smoking cigarettes, then damn it, stop smoking the cigarettes. This is the time. If you want to lose more weight, then damn it, lose more weight. And I'm not going to BS with you about the weight thing either. Ladies, you know how to drop that weight. I've heard all type of complaints from ladies about losing weight is hard, but you just got to get to the gym. And yeah, that's true. And then there's ladies and fellas, you too, actually. You too, actually. There are people who say, I can't get the weight off. Guess what? I'm going to tell you the easiest way to do it. Put the fork down. Make sure that you're up in the morning and don't eat for the first 8 hours of your day. Remove all the crap and eat clean fruit, veggies, and water, and you will get there. Make sure that you exercise 3 times a week. And ladies, I'm telling you, if you continue to provide that, remove all the other things going on in your life that have been distracting you, those friends. And that's, like I said before, ladies are very concerned about what their friends think. Ladies, remove those friends. Remove their opinions if they're stopping you. Go look through my podcast if you guys get time. Find the show where I had spoke on your friends holding you back. That is such a powerful show that I spoke on. Once again, if you guys want to actually get dialed in on shows, do that, and I'll put you guys on. But ladies, this is the time for you to be powerful. You are the queens, the gods, the goddesses, the mothers. You are the greats. You're beautiful. You're sexy. You're all of that. It is time to fully capitalize on it. Make the money that you need to make. Get yourself together. Be what you want to be. Psychiatrist, astronaut, whatever. Do that. Okay? And at the same time, you know, try new things, yoga, dance class, you know, whatever. Try these things. And also be a mom to the kids too. Start taking that extra time to do these things. Get to the gym. Find the time. Make yourself better. And let the dad see the kids. If he's applicable about seeing the kids, and if he is a good person, and if you know he's a good person, don't lie about it just to make someone else happy. Be real with yourself. Let those kids see their dad, even if it's just one kid. Okay, and some of you ladies, I know for a fact that you got guys who are willing to take care of more than just one of your kids. Some of you got like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids out there, and there's this one guy who's willing to take care of them, and you already got a kid by him, but you guys will break up and you'll keep him away from all the kids, and that's just sick. It's wrong, because what you're doing is you're creating a conflict of problem with the kids that's going to stay with them for life. And you probably have it because your mom did it to you. Break the cycle, though. Break the cycle. Dad, same thing with you. If you can't get your shit together, you can't stop drinking, you can't stop smoking and shit, you don't deserve to see your kids. What do you want to be around your kids for if you're a raging alcoholic? If all you do is smoke cigarettes all day and you're fucking throwing cancer in everyone's lungs, what do you want to be around your kids for? Get your shit together, guys, seriously, because this whole mom and dad thing is important. So there you have it. I just wanted to take the time to show and talk to you guys that, hey, this mom and dad thing, this episode is a little bit longer than all my other episodes, but I just want to take the time to show you that this mom and dad thing can be done. This is what you should be doing. You should be bettering yourself the entire time, whether it's losing weight, growing hair, getting tattoos, trying new things, switching careers, you know, whatever it is. Even if you want to start collecting birds, this is your time to do it. Change it up, switch it up, make that thing happen, make that change happen, better yourself. And also make sure that you put the kids in there first. Make sure that you're loving the kids equally. Don't put any of the problems on them. It is not their fault. Don't ever reference it to be their fault. And some of you younger, I've seen this a lot. Some of you parents, you guys are just a mess, because the moms will constantly scream at the kids, and the moms will talk to the kids like they're adults, and the moms will say bad things about the dad to the kids. That's disgusting. And then some of you guys are just as pathetic. You'll sit there and you will downplay the mom, and you call the mom a bitch, a whore, and a slut in front of the kids, and you'll hit on her and stuff. If you're hitting a woman, then you need to go to jail so someone can put a dick in your ass. And that's just what it is. All right, guys. Hey, you know what it is. It's the Big Kahuna, Chris Amoah. Amoah knows.